Okay, hello once again, everyone. We are in our monthly ICC tune-in as opposed to a Q&A call. And I've got everybody on the phone unmuted. And I'm going to read Zach's comments again. Well, by the way, Pam's in Mexico because it's more affordable. Okay. Make sure you're in the safe zone there in that country, Pam. All right. So Zach's from San Diego says, "Hi, Kenji. I have a few inquiries. I'm usually up around 4 a.m. on Tuesdays for work. Any suggestions on how to best utilize the time from a waking state? Also, I've been experiencing interdimensional dreams for quite some time, and it seems since you have been doing this, they are off the charts now. The healings and insights are so expedited and frequent that it's hard to consciously track everything. Curious if this is not uncommon. Thank you for all that you do, Zach." So like we said before, yes, that is going to be quite common. And the idea is to integrate your interplanetary experiences with your physical life. And at some point, those experiences in meditation and in the dream state in the temple and elsewhere are going to seem more real than your physical plane experiences, which really it should be. Okay. I switched to web call. Am I unmuted? Let me see. Where is the phone? Pam, I don't see you on the phone. So you're not on the phone. Okay, let's see. I just refreshed. Oh, I got to do auto refresh. Technology, folks. Okay, Pam, I'm going to unmute you. You've got your hand raised. Okay, speaketh.
Okay, can you hear me?
You can hear you good. Good, very good.
Okay, great. All right, so you said you wanted all of us to be able to talk. I'm ready, willing, and able.
Okay. So just hang in there. And if you have any questions during the pauses, just speak up, you guys. I got to unmute Regina and Nancy. All right, so just make sure there's nothing playing in your background, no TV, radio, iPods, conversation, dogs barking, kitties meowing. Okay, let's see. I hope you guys listened to the June ICC call, because I think Michael sent it to everybody, all the members. That was the one where we did a sample tune-in, if you remember. If you didn't listen to it, please listen to it again, because I explained some more about what all this is. Okay. Now, also let me know if once a week is too much for you guys to remember to tune in, because I'm thinking it might be. And,
no, it isn't.
Okay, but if it is, we'll go to once a month, or we'll just go to tune in whenever you want to, kind of a deal. Just want to make sure that it's not too much of a commitment for you guys to try to, like, tune in every week, because, you know, everybody's busy. And but it's good practice for me, because usually, although there might be some times where I might sort of forget, but I always make an intention to tune in with the speaker who's going to be speaking on the particular theme. So two nights ago, or a night and a half ago in the morning time, Buddha spoke on insight meditation. So if any of you tuned in, I want you to speak up and tell me what you got or didn't get, or anything unusual happening on Tuesday day, or today, Wednesday morning or afternoon. And those on the phone can just speak up. Those on the webcast can just type in.
actually, Kenji, I got some part of the message, and I woke up again at like 20 minutes of 5, and that seems to happen somewhere between 4:30 and 4:35. I seem to wake up, so I'm not sure what's happening there. Maybe you can give me some insight.
Well, what I think you're doing is you're attempting on a conscious level to integrate the presentation. So I think it's okay that you're waking up just as long as you get enough sleep, you know. But, you know, you can always go back to sleep. But with the thought of, okay, I'm going to remember some more what just happened. So really, the idea is for your last thought before you go to sleep is, like for this ICC gathering, the last thought that you can have before you actually go to sleep, well, your body, that is, okay, I'm going to attend this gathering, and I'm going to begin to remember.
Yeah.
And it just takes practice. So we don't expect you to get it off the bat. You know, it may take you 6 months, you guys, of this kind of practice to, like, go, oh, I got it now. But here's the main thing is you want to let whatever is presented in these dreamtime gatherings to integrate in your life, and you don't have to consciously remember, oh, so-and-so spoke about this. Just allow yourself to manifest it in your daily life, because it could be small things. They usually are in the beginning. They're very small, subtle things. So to maybe review, which means I have to go off this page for a second, and let's see, try to locate, try to locate the schedule. Oh my God, schedule. And then we can kind of briefly review. So ICC. Tune in. So ICC. This could be it. Oh. Whoa. That was some weird cosmic quantum noise there from somebody. Okay. So for July, as an example, I can't bring up the whole list from before, but for July, oh, we're just in July, aren't we? Okay. So before Buddha spoke on insight meditation, Kuan Yin presented on the power of grace, and Saint Germain on freedom. So, is that ringing a bell with you guys here? And let me see here.
So, Kenji.
Uh-huh.
What ends up happening with me is just things just manifest in my life that reflect what the topics are about.
Oh, excellent.
So I don't always remember having the conclave or the, you know, the discussion, but I actually was asked to sing. I mean, music for me is one of my mediums, and I've often been called a song whisperer, but I was actually asked to sing about grace a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so I found a piece about grace that I spoke or sang and it just ends up being thematic for me. So things become thematic and insight.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. And sometimes I'm very aware of the themes that I'm working with, and sometimes it's just a noticing after the fact, or if you mention it, you know, when you mention the word grace, and that's what I went, oh, yeah, I just sang about that. I was asked to sing about that. And I just tap into energy whenever I'm doing things, so it's just that.
Wow.
So
that
I don't
is
know.
Neat.
I don't know how else to describe how that comes up in me, but that's how it manifests in my life in whatever way.
Yeah, it is so nice. But that's how it should be right now anyway for you guys. So that is wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And if there's any more examples you can share later on the call, please feel free to do so.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I couldn't find the complete list, but here's what I'm going to do. But you should have it in your membership program somewhere.
Actually, Kenji, the next one is, the next call, the 25th, is Lady Ruth, and she's speaking on awareness. And then on the 30th is Lord Adonis on strength and courage.
Okay, wonderful. But I was looking for the whole list that I typed out since May, I think. Anyway, I'm going to...
I just have July from the July message.
I'm going to send a little note to Michael.
I didn't see an August listing. Did you put an August listing out already?
No, we haven't done that yet.
Okay.
That would probably come out, that's going to come out in the August
newsletter,
which is going to come out around the first of the month. Okay, hold on. Let's see. From the beginning to present. I don't know if you guys are like me, but I forget where I put stuff in my email folders and like, oh my God. Let me just quickly go into August and just see quickly if... Okay, yeah, it's going to be open, so we'll see who's going to present here. In the future. Okay, getting back to here. Okay, I'm going to unmute Anonymous. Anonymous is not supposed to be listed as Anonymous. Okay. Let me go to the Q&A page. let's see. Okay, got to backtrack here. Okay. Hello, Maria. And Donna. Cozumel. Let me see. Cozumel is Mexico, I think. Grateful to be here, ready for the work and play. Okay, Donna here. Oh, Donna again. I need and appreciate the commitment to come in for a landing in this group weekly. Big part of why I want to be a member of being here is my date to do the work on myself and support Kenji's work. Okay, excellent. I think you just put in your Yahoo calendar or whatever calendar, just, you know, Tuesday, 4 a.m. your local time, tune in. And every third Wednesday of the month is our ICC tune-in call. And the first Wednesday of every month is a membership call. And you guys, you can send me suggestions on what you want us to do on the membership calls, besides little mini-reads and things like that. So, you know, we can build a membership through your suggestions. So pass the word on. Okay. Margaret, hello, Ontario. I have joined in this month of July. What about the ITC? Can I listen to this call as well? Yeah, since you are a member. Now, I don't know, you guys, how Michael has set up the back end, or Denny before that with this membership thing. I don't know if, like, if you join this month, if you just get the download replays for this month, or if it goes back to the very beginning. I have no idea. If you guys have suggestions on that, let me know. Personally, I'd like to think that you could have access to all of the ICC calls that we've done since the very beginning. So send me your comments on that, and I'll forward it to Michael. Okay. Donna says, I need to land a week for spiritual growth, a week to commit to the work. Okay, so make that today. And we have Trisha. Got some noise in the background. So I have been listening to the July alignment activation daily, but especially Tuesday and today. I have noticed a significant decrease in the daily issues I'm usually faced with that consume my day. Find myself in a more balanced state with a lot of extra time on my hands. Excellent. Excellent. Good work. Pam says, I am waking up midway to integrate what was given. Does that mean that I am missing whatever else is being given? No. On Monday last, I did my best to get back to sleep, but wasn't able to do so until about 10 minutes to 5 a.m. Well, that's all right. Remember, Pam, if you can't go back to sleep, then it's time to get up and meditate. And then maybe you can go back to sleep if you want. All right. That's my theory on waking up like early and then not being able to go back to sleep. Maybe it's your higher self saying, well, why don't you get up and practice meditating for a half hour? And then you can go back to sleep. Or you can just get up really early that day and then take a power nap about 2 o'clock. Okay. So let me do this. I at least go to my calendar. So this is going to refresh your memory, you guys. So we're going to go back to okay, the first one, we started in the first Tuesday morning in May. Yes, we did. Sanat Kumar on Focus on Your Path. You can write this down if you want. Sanat Kumar, Focus on Your Path. Next meeting with Jules, this very high vibrational light being on the inner dimensions, talking about raising consciousness. And someone had a really nice experience with Jules from that ICC meeting. She really doesn't have a name, but she goes by Jules for us earthlings here. Not sure she's ever had a body here, but high vibrational light being. Yeshua the next week, Jesus. How would God create in this situation? You want to ask that question whenever you're in a seemingly dilemma and you can't make a choice, you can't make a move forward, backward, sideways. You're just kind of stuck. Ask that question and direct it to the heart of the universe. Direct it to Yeshua. Direct it to God. Your higher self. Mary Magdalene, next, was holding the presence of love in all things. And then Mother Mary was next, the last call in May, God's unconditional love for you. That's one of her favorite themes anyway. In June, we had the Kumaras. There are many Kumaras, not tons of Kumaras, but the Kumara lineage is comprised, I believe, of about several thousand beings, maybe. Maybe not. Okay, hear a little background music. Okay, Kumaras were speaking about moving through the veils, plural. And they were, again, next week, the following week, unlocking your potential. And then the following week, the peace within. And then on my birthday, June 25th, the Kumar spoke about thy I be single, body full of light. Ooh, maybe we could do this one tonight. Let me know if you want to do this one as a sample tune-in. So there's an esoteric understanding that when your third eye, when you're able to see singly out of your third eye rather than your physical eyes, your body becomes full of light. Very cool. And then, July, first one in July, was Saint Germain on freedom. Next week, Kuan Yin on grace, the power of grace. And then a day and a half ago, Buddha on insight meditation. And then next Tuesday morning, Ruth, the biblical root, power of awareness. And then the last gathering in July is Lord Adonis on strength and courage. So there you got it, folks. So let's see your comments. Or just speak us on the phone. All right, I'm going to go to the webcast for now because all you shy people on the phone. Let's see here. Okay, let's see. We're at Pam again. Oh, she already answered that. Okay. Let's go to the phone then. Oops. Pam's got another one here. Beg your pardon. It was my birthday. Yours ended at midnight. Midnight weekend on the 26th. Laughing out loud. Yeah. Hate these technical people, man. Just like, it's funny. Okay. Got me on that one. Yeah, that's good. Very good. All right, Brentwood. Who's in Brentwood, New York? Say something.
Hi, Kenji. It's Dr. Karen.
Hi. So what would you like to share from the Inner Conclave, Inner Circle Conclave, Tuesday morning gatherings?
Oh, gosh. I've been a little bit distracted this week, but I do have a question. Let's start with a question.
Okay. All right.
Because when I get too wrapped up in what's going on in this plane, I remember what happens on the other plane when you say it, but I don't seem to have as much conscious memory. It's like trying to remember a dream of what happened.
Yeah.
And until you actually say it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And the one woman that mentioned that she has manifested in her life, that I really resonate with that. That's exactly what ends up happening, because then I know that those types of things happen as well, where things will just show up, and it gives me clues back into what I sort of consciously missed as in human form.
That's exactly right. So you guys can look at this as an activation that we're doing on the inner planes, because you guys are familiar with the physical activations we do all the time. So think of it still on another level, it's an activation. And for most of you guys zone out anyway during the activations and don't remember anything. You come back, and right when we say, okay, now come back to your body, and then you go about your day. And then things start to show up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm too concerned about trying to remember instead of just letting the experience be what it is.
Yes. Pam, you got that? So don't try so hard. Don't try so hard. Just let it show up. Just say, okay, I am now allowing this morning's ICC presentation to integrate into my life naturally, effortlessly, and lovingly. And then be open, again, for things to show up in your life that will blow your mind. So here's a comment from way before doing the work when we used to do retreats. Same energy. They would, what was my point? Well, my point was that things would start shifting in their life without them having to try to remember anything or do anything. It would just start showing up. So just allow these things to show up in your life. It means that you're doing it. You're aligned. And if things don't seem to be happening, then ask to see the blinders or the subtle level blocks from integrating interplane experiences just in general. So if something is not happening, ask for the blocks to show up. Because if we have resistance and subtle level fears that we're not aware of, and most of us aren't aware of these, it's going to hinder our level of manifesting anything and everything. So really, it's either love or fear, right? So if love's not manifesting in your life, then there must be some level of psychological fear that's blocking. It's just blocking it temporarily.
Yeah, for me, that's definitely not the case. That's actually how I figure out that something happened, because stuff just starts blowing up.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, things will show up out of nowhere, seemingly, and then I know something went on that, and then I start tuning in, because it just shows, things just show up. People show up. I've had more calls this week than I think. God, it's just been overwhelming, the amount of people that have reached out. And actually, particularly on right after a call, you know, after the new moon meditation, it was phenomenal what was showing up.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, folks, this is our year to manifest. Forget 2015, 16, and 17. Those were tough years, for me included. This is a year of, this is my breakout year, and this is your breakout year, because it's my breakout year, it's your breakout year. So be open to that. 2018, my breakout year. That's your mantra. Starting now.
Yay.
No more suffering, guys. No more making it hard on yourselves. Life can be light and easy. I'm going to give you a couple of examples. So in Australia, obviously I can't ship a massage table or a Haida mat there for sessions and to, you know, provide that in the retreat, you know, to give people the wave experiences. So I was talking with someone that's, we're doing a trade, and she's going to do some photography and interviews for me, retreat, and wonderful things like that. And somehow we got around to massage tables and Haida mats. And she goes, "Go, God, in Australia, that's not a problem." So she was giving me the impression that everybody in the world has got a massage table there and is willing to, like, loan it out to you. Because I was talking with Vanessa thinking, well, we might have to buy a massage table and have it shipped to your house, or a Haida mat. And so we got an offer for one or two massage tables to use. So that came up unexpectedly. Yes, I did put out to the universe in some kind of a way, it'd be great to have a massage table or two. And then, you know, I didn't fret about it. I didn't think, well, okay, how am I gonna create this? You know, I just told Vanessa, it'd be kind of nice. And then, so here we go. Now, here's the other thing. Michael, my new webmaster, and his girlfriend, they moved from California, Southern California, to Austin, Texas. And I told, there's some noise in the background on the phone.
Kenji, I was going to just say that, sorry, I'm interrupting, but I have a comment of something similar, but...
okay, hold that thought.
I was just going to say about the noise.
Oh. And I told Michael that Austin's a pretty open-minded city for Texas. And why he wanted to move there, he just felt drawn to move there. And he used to live in Sedona, he and his girlfriend. And so they moved recently to Austin. And I says, now you want to invoke your tribe. So, you know, before you go, before you actually physically move there, you want to invoke your tribe. You're going to connect to your tribe. So he remembered that. And he just told me recently that, wow, they're just meeting all these people from their tribe. In a brand new place, he hasn't even been there 3 weeks, I don't think. And so they're loving it there. See? So that's how these things can come about. This is just one small example of put out the intention and really believe in it, and things will start showing up. People will start showing up. Who else has something to share on the phone?
Yeah, it's Nancy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just mute myself in between.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to keep the background noise, which is still going on, by the way, from somebody.
Well, what you can do, folks, you can mute yourself if you want, and then when you want to say something, unmute yourself.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay. All right. But I have the phone lines open here on the board.
So what I was going to say is I had a similar thing that happened to me. You know, I've been trying to sell my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting to get a little anxious because my move-in date for, I've been sensing for quite some time that this place that I, you know, where I'm supposed to be, it just instantly manifested itself. Again, it was something I had been noticing a building for a while and thinking, oh, that's a really nice build, lovely area, lovely, love that
mm-hmm.
spot. And I didn't want to have a condo, and then and they put up their renting sign. And it's available September, so
wow.
they're still constructing. So mm-hmm. I wasn't worried about selling my house, but now I'm getting mm-hmm. a little bit more anxious. So then this week I said, okay, I think maybe I'll rent my house instead of sell my house.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that option a whole lot. But
mm-hmm.
As soon as I had that thought, my next-door neighbor texted me today to say that he has a friend that's looking for a temporary rental. And, you know, so he came by, and we're talking about that, and he said he's quite flexible. And I said, well, I'm just going to give it one more week to see if the markets move and if I can get the house just gone in a week. That will happen, and if it happens, that's my first choice. But if not, then I will take it off the market until next spring. But if you're willing to go for a less than a year lease, then you can have the house. So it looks like, you know, things are just sort of moving fluidly, and I'm just
mm-hmm.
seeing how it's going to unfold. And, yeah,
mm-hmm.
looks like I'm going to be able to move where, and he's willing to be flexible on his move-in date, so that'll
mm-hmm.
work for me because then I can
mm-hmm.
choose when I'm going to move in, and I don't have to worry about, you know, getting a
mm-hmm.
closing date and blah, 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 blah. So, I don't know. We'll see how that all kind of unravels. But I'm still watching that happen.
Best possible outcome. All right. So, you know, sometimes like we've talked about before, what we think is supposed to happen doesn't happen. So we always have to be open to other possibilities. That's that quantum theory thing again. Be open to all possibilities.
Yep.
Sometimes the universe works in... rather mysterious ways sometimes. You never know about these connections with people that are important. Yes, so be open to the best possible outcome for you, and, yeah, don't stress. Let me see. I was going to share another story here, but what was the other story? I just left mine here. Okay, anybody else like to share on the phone? Just speak up.
Hi, Candy.
Hi, who's this?
This is Carol from UK.
Oh, you must be anonymous here on the board.
It may be, yeah, because my number is withheld.
Ah, okay, you are anonymous, and you have the accent. Okay, what would you like to share, dear?
Just to say I'm glad to be back on your webcast, because I just don't understand why I've been packed so much in the last so many years.
I didn't get that one word. Say
can
it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Say your sentence again.
Sorry. This is the first time I've been able to really connect with you, Kenji. Since
uh-huh.
I've been getting hacked a lot through Google.
You've been getting what a lot?
Scammed and hacked.
Oh, scammed and hacked.
And I wonder if there's a bigger picture to it, as in Earth, God's kingdom, my life, my relationships, my move. Is there something going on in the bigger picture?
All right. So I suggest in your meditations.
Yeah.
And especially before you go to sleep at night, create the intention that you're strong. That you're strong. Let me see. What's the other word here? Okay, we'll just use this. That you're strong within yourself. That you're strong within your own being and body. This implies that then nothing can attack you or scam you or fraud you or anything like that. Now, at the same time, though, whatever kind of emotions come up when you get taken like this on this level, tune into your body and see where in your body you are emotionally experiencing this experience, this situation. And wherever it is in your body, it will be close to a chakra. It'll be close to one chakra more than the others. And so that's the chakra point that you need to make strong within yourself. So, for instance, it could be your solar plexus chakra, and it could be at the base of your spine. So if you've had any medical issues or injuries or traumas to your digestion, your stomach, your anything having to do with digesting, eliminating food or drink, or if you've had any kind of stuff happen to the base of your spine, base of your spine is relating to survival. And so if one has had issues with the base of your spine, your kundalini flow, stuff like that, it could manifest as having difficulty manifesting just on a pure survival level on the planet. And this could be long-standing, it could be recent. Stomach issues, many people have stomach issues. Irritable bowel, acid reflux, polyps or cancer in the digestive system. That's your stomach, small large intestines, your colon. It can include your gallbladder, too. That relates to your sense of who you are and your power and your relationship with God. So if your relationship with your higher self is a little bit iffy, if you know what I mean, it can affect that chakra. So these are suggestions for you in your meditation. Now, I would also call upon... You can call upon Christ. You can call upon the Archangel Michael. I call him Michael as opposed to Michael. Or you can call upon the blue flame, a very deep, rich, transparent blue flame. You can visualize that to start to cleanse and help you to protect that area initially. All right? Is this making sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can feel it right away.
All right. So basically, if you have any victim archetypes running in your life, that's one of the four major archetypes that Carolyn Mace talks about, that we all inherit, in a sense, or we are subject, I guess, to the effects of the four major archetypes, one being the victim. So, and there's many people, if you just watch the news, there are many people that are in that kind of state right now of not feeling in control of their lives and being a victim of. It could be a house fire, flooding, it could be unemployment, it could be bankruptcy, it could be physical, sexual abuse, it could be political abuse, it could be anything where people feel like they're victimized. So, what we suggest with you on that level... Okay, so what we suggest on that level is to literally have a conversation with your inner child on where she feels she's been victimized. From the very small things to the very big things. The big things being hacked and scammed and all that. And work with her inwardly in your meditation on helping her to heal this sense of feeling abused.
Yeah.
All right? So you are the adult in this conversation. You are the higher self, in a way, to your inner child. So what you're going to do is you're going to channel your higher self in conversation with your inner kid. And you're going to teach your inner kid that she's strong. She can stand up for herself. She can say no. and all this other good stuff. Okay?
Yeah, I'm linking it also to ancestral lineage. Hello?
Yeah. I'm listening.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for your help. But I also link it to ancestral lineage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's another thing that you can obviously work with. And I would call in Jesus, I would call in Yeshua, and ask for support and understanding on how to deal with this, how to heal this. Actually, you can call in Jesus and Mary Magdalene together, or Jesus and Mother Mary together. So you have the masculine and the feminine perspective on this. Okay, thank you. I'm going to mute everybody on the phone because it's a little bit noisy. So I'm going to do this now. So thank you very much, dear.
Oh, God bless. Thank you, Kenji.
Okay. Now I gotta see how I'm doing this. Okay. I muted me by accident here. All right, so I'm going to mute everybody on the phone one by one because I forgot how to do it for everybody at the same time. All right, we're going to go to the webcast and then respond to that, and then we're going to get into a sample ICC presentation, meditation, activation. Okay, let's see here. Refresh. Okay, Pam loved it, got it, and so it is. Donna, aha, I didn't get the program, none of it. Where is the program? No worries, I will still enjoy the play. Okay, probably need the program, though. I'm not sure what you're meaning, dear. Maybe you can post again a little more clarity here on your question. If you're referring to the autoresponder or the email, Michael will usually send out a replay email either tonight or tomorrow on today's call. If that's what you're referring to, then okay. But if you're referring to something else, you'll have to be more specific here. Okay, Zach. I sometimes go to planes and dreams that are filled with people suffering, such as addicts or violent types. Curious if this possibly could be because I'm needed there, yes you are, to somehow assist, yes, or if there is something unconscious that could be getting me there, well, okay. If that's a reflection of you, then the answer would be yes. Obviously, I have a stronger motivation to go to the higher dimensions. All right, so if any of you feel all of a sudden you wake up and you're in a bad dream or kind of a weird dream, one shamanic technique is to look at your hand in the dream. Like look at your energy hand. So you can create an intention for the dream state that when you are aware that you are dreaming or in a out-of-body experience, that you're going to look at your hand. Doesn't matter which hand, right hand, left hand. Look at your hand. And that will help you to begin to control what's happening in the dream. And when you get really good, you'll be lucid dreaming, which means you'll be in control of everything that happens in the dream state. So if it is, if everything is reflective of you on some level, then okay, that is showing you maybe where you are addicted in some way to something. If it isn't, and you are actually sent there, if you will, to help out these people, well, you'll help them out because on that level you know what to do. You won't need instructions on that level of, okay, how am I going to help these people? You know what to do. So try these out and see what fits for you. And thank you for sharing that. Okay, let's see. Gonna refresh. Let's see. Okay, Donna says, referring to the list of teachers that have come in to teach since May. That should be on your members page. And if you guys can't find it, you need to email Michael and me at the same time and ask, where do I find the list of presenters since May 2nd or whatever date that was, the first Tuesday in May. Should be there. And I think there was one email that was sent out not too long ago that listed everybody up to July, through July, but I can't be certain. All right, but if you guys can find it, let me and Michael know. The what date for what lesson program, that's Donna. All right, so that's every Tuesday, 4 a.m., your local time is the date, so to speak, or the meeting date. And it's every week until further notice. Wrote while you were reviewing the lessons given and by whom. Okay. So let's go. I think what was that one I said we were going to do? And I forgot already. Somebody type in webcast page. We were going to do a sample from before. Oh, boy. Who was it? I'm going back here. Yeah. Oh, boy. I cannot remember, folks. Somebody type in, please, on the webcast. Okay, there's more. Vanessa's here. Hello, dear. Did you come in late? So everybody say hi to Vanessa energetically and give her a big round of applause. She's doing great as our Australian coordinator. Yay, Vanessa. We call her VJ for short. She lives in Melbourne. Third eye to illuminate. Oh, okay. That was it. She might have posted that just as I was saying that to you guys. All right. So we're going to go back to the Kumaras on June 26th, USA time. That was at Tuesday morning. The Kumaras. So when the Kumaras present, they present as a collective, as a group. So there's not necessarily one Kumara that's speaking. Okay. That when thine eye is single, your body is full of light. That one. All right. Oh. I got a share pennies thing here. Almost forgot. So, let's see. Vanessa says, third eye to illuminate the body of light. I resonate with your comments on the mystery of the universe and themes and beings becoming more present in life. I do not hold any memory of the ICC teachings. To share something new, I have been playing with animals. Oh, cool, in my dream state. Some of these animals, which are playful and intelligent, are not of Earth. There is a beautiful synergy with these animals as we speak through movement. Yeah, man. So, guess what Vanessa's going to do? Oh, Vanessa says, hi, everyone. I got your post there, Pamela. And got that Kumara thing, Vanessa. So, guess how I'm going to kind of intuit here Vanessa's comment and how it's going to show up in her life. She's going to become more playful, and she's already intelligent, so that means she's going to become more intelligent, which could be a very scary thought to a lot of people in Australia. That was a comedy team inserting their little humor there, Vanessa. That's good. It's going to come through movement. Vanessa's going to become a dancer. She's going to go out into the downtown streets of Vancouver, Melbourne, and just dance away. Sing, maybe, even. Ha! Wow. That's scary, too. Vanessa singing and dancing. Oh, boy. Well, she'll probably do it at the retreat. Aha. Okay, so we are going to do a sample meditation, but first I want to share Penny from Australia. So, first of all, Penny wants to thank you, Zach, for sharing about entities. I didn't know whether to share my experience, but your answer really helped me, too. A few weeks ago, I woke up in that between the world state to see a kind of greeny, yellow, pinky entity. Greeny, yellow, wee, pinky entity. The completely malevolent look on its face kind of sucking on my left temple. God, I hate that when they suck on your temple, man. Gee, it gives you a migraine. I call in the violet flame, and I told that it was part of God, too, and I think I told it to leave after that. I have had these instances occasionally, and they scare the bejesus out of me. But I also use them to look at things, just like you told Zach. I think this one was about an eye operation I had when I was very young, as a weakness that it could get in on. But it felt like my mother's energy, even hatred for me around that time. I am since putting my light field around me every night, but maybe you could add something too. Let me see. She shows a little footnote here. I became aware that my really low self-esteem was stopping. Oops, hold up, little bug there. Was stopping me from going into the ICC full-heartedly. So I went to sleep. Well, I think she meant I went to sleep asking all the beings to please help me with my self-esteem. I woke up during the night and I got that they were sending me a beautiful cradle of light to put my inner child in. I have been doing that, just letting her accept the light without putting up any barriers, and it's working very well. So, Penny wanted me to share that with you guys. And, you know, I always wonder, but then again, I look at my own life, and I understand why. But initially, I sometimes have a hard time believing that people have low self-esteem when I meet them or just get to know them, because I see the other parts of them. But then I look at my own life, and I go, wow, I spent a lot of my life not completely believing in myself. And doubting a lot of intuitions that I would get ever since I was a little kid. So now I'm learning to trust it. You too, you guys. Okay. So we are almost an hour in. So this will probably be about a 30-minute meditation. All right. So we're going to call in your pets because they love this energy. Oh, Michael's on late. He says, hi, everyone. Michael, the webmaster. So let's give Michael a big hand. Send him lots of good juju. He's doing great. He's a millennial kid. He's got a wonderful girlfriend, Savannah. They're both lovely people. So let's give them some high fives and applause for just really helping me out here with my business and my website and my landing pages and all that. Thank you, guys. All right, so now we're going to get to the recording, which will start about 53 minutes into the call. 53 minutes in. Okay, so we're going to relax the body. And we're going to breathe into our feet. So we're going to take in the light and the prana into our feet. And we're going to ground, we're really going to ground our feet with the core of the earth like nobody's business. So you're going to feel magnetically very heavy. Magnetically. Like in magnets. really magnetized to the core of the earth, which is the heart chakra of the earth, which is the spiritual center of Gaia, which is her connection with Prime Source as well, with the great central sun. So as you connect to the core of the earth, you're also connecting to the great central sun. Feel that power coming up into your body. Let it move up into any place that's in distress. We're going to help de-stress the body. Just let it go to wherever it's going to go. Your body knows how to direct it. Just open up the channels in your feet. And thank the earth for this beautiful energy. I see there's going to be some animal energy coming in as well. There are beautiful animals within the inner earth, like Pegasus and unicorns. Animals that we don't have on the surface of the earth, but who used to be upon the earth at one time when it was more gentle. Mythical creatures, as it were. All loving, gentle, peaceful, aware. So any place that's too serious in your body, just let this magnetic energy just be naturally drawn to that area, whether it's your lungs, whether it's your brain. Your sacral chakra area, mid to lower back area of your spine. Okay, so relaxing the rest of your body here, relaxing the face, the forehead, the eyes, the jaw, the tongue, your shoulders, your fingers, your toes, your belly, your thighs. Going to call in your pets to receive this beautiful tune-in. All right, going to call forth your inner child to receive. And you're going to now disengage from tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your emotional body, your intellect, your logic, and from all the stress that may be in your life right now. Just for this tune-in activation meditation, just let all that go. Let all your worries go. Take a deep breath. Let it out. All your worries, your concerns, your to-do lists. We're going to breathe into the now moment. So as you breathe in and exhale out, I am here. I am now, I am. So invoke that inwardly. I am here. I am now, I am. Let all distractions go to the wayside. Come to the present moment. Letting go of all fears, anxieties, stressors. Letting go of your future. Deep breath. Letting go of all concerns. Allow your awareness to move through a golden arc of light into the quantum. We're going to invoke the four pillars of light for the four corners of your physical room. Invoke your higher self. Invoke the presence of Prime Source, the great central sun, your soul group, your Council of Light, your healing team, guardian angels. We're going to ask the spirit of your family members, if they wish and are willing and open, to join us in this activation. And of course, all pets are invited. All the horses, the cats, the dogs, the parrots. All right, we're going to activate the still point behind your heart. Deep breath. And then bring the focus up into the Ajna Center, pineal, pituitary, thalamus. You're going to bring in a calming energies into the limbic system and the amygdala. Again, disengaging from all earthly levels here. Detaching from the illusion of suffering and pain. Moving into the heart of creation. Now, let's pretend that it is Monday night and you're going to sleep. So you've taken care of the day. And you're now ready for a restful REM sleep. So you're in your bed, all ready to go into dream time. You're going to create the intention to attend this 4 a.m. morning inner circle conclave presentation with the Kumaras. And as you relax the body through gentle breathing, your brain is drifting off into sleep. The body is calming down to a theta-delta brainwave rhythm, becoming very slow as the thoughts recede into the background from the day. And your consciousness is now leaving your physical body. And through your third eye center, you exit the physical body with the focus of moving your soul body, your dream body, your light body, up into the temple on the fifth dimensional levels. There you will meet the doorkeeper, and you give the doorkeeper the passcode, which is I am. The temple door is open, and you effortlessly tune in to your particular special place within the temple. Now, you may visualize this as an imaginary temple setting with beautiful lights and decor, most of which is non-earthly in appearance, more energetic and ethereal. You may see some crystals placed about within the temple, and what appears to be stained glass windows. The top of the temple, so to speak, is serving like an antenna, drawing in from the creative center of the universe, the energies for this presentation that will be given through the Kumaras as a collective. You will see beings there, the Kumaras, that are welcoming you, connecting with you soul to soul. It is reminiscent of a homecoming, a family gathering, a soul gathering. And you hear what appears to be ethereal music in the background, almost like angels singing and playing celestial harps. And the atmosphere smells like roses and lotuses. There will be some beings that appear to be alien-like. There are representatives here from other civilizations that the Kumaras inhabit and oversee. So there is like a international type gathering here of different races and species, but all human-like. So, imagine now that the Kumaras, certain representatives of the Kumara lineage, are, shall we say, in a sense, appearing on stage or a platform to present to the group all those that have committed themselves to attend this gathering from our membership are here. And we're going to do an opening meditation to center ourselves and to come in as one mind, one heart. So this meditation is a silent meditation, but you can hear the energy. You can feel the energy in your light body. As we conclude this opening connection meditation, the Kumaras will telepathically now present the theme for this gathering. When thine eye is single, thy body is full of light. That's the theme. Now you're going to give instructions to your physical body that's there in your physical bed, sound asleep, that is going to remember the energy from this meeting, that it's going to receive and integrate and begin to manifest this presentation in an effortless way in its daily life, irrespective of what the so-called ego thinks. So also going to telepathically tell your body that it now can begin to receive directly the energies from the quantum without having to go through the emotional body and the mental body. That it can now begin to receive directly into the third eye the pure energies from creation without having to know what the energy is or what it's going to do. For the brain has the ability to naturally incorporate the pure energies from source. That your body's brain has that inherent ability to regulate and to navigate these pure energies from source for the benefit of the physical body. And you'll instruct the physical body to be open to channeling, if you will, these pristine energies through the voice, through the eyes, into the ears, into the pineal gland, the Ajna center, into the heart center, into the solar plexus, into the base of the spine, into the hand chakras, the feet chakras, into all the power points of the body. So imagine now that the Kumaras are speaking about the status, the current status of humanity as a whole and where their blocks are in regards to creating thine I be single, body full of light paradigm. They are showing you where humanity is a bit stuck, of where their fears are regarding divine light activation. This also applies to your lineage, your genetic lineage and family members, the collective unconsciousness of your genetic lineage, those places where they fell asleep and became veiled to the point of forgetfulness. They're going to show you in a creative way where you have historically blocked this a level of awareness due to fears and mistrust, if you will, self-doubt. know, they're going to share with you some examples energetically of what it looks like and what it feels like and what it sounds like and what it smells like and what it tastes like when thine eye is single, when thine eye is single, body is full of light. Now they're going to bring forth a transmission for your third eye activation and opening and balancing. Simply receive. Feel the presence of the angels. Imagine hearing the sound of the universe, the cosmic sound of the essence of the universe, moving through your light body and moving through your Ajna center in your light body. And your body on the physical level might be twitching at this point, adjusting to the energy. Imagine an orchestra of light within the temple. Moving through all layers of your light body. Stimulating your remembrance. Imagine as if the voice of God is now speaking to you directly, directly to your I Am, directly to your Oversoul, directly to your soul. The energies are now coming to closure. Remembering this feeling of connection and oneness. So imagine now that we're going to, for a moment, say goodbye to the beings within the temple and sharing your gratitude and thankfulness for their presence and their time and energy. And imagine now being open to receiving a message and or a gift from any one of these beings, from any one of the Kumaras here within the temple. Now will you be escorted out of the temple by the doorkeeper? And on the wings of angels, you'll be gently coming back to your physical body that is still asleep in your bed. Very gently re-entering the third eye center. Integrating into the sleep state now. Allowing the body to naturally begin to integrate this experience into the nervous system, into the endocrine system, into the brain itself, and into the bones and spinal column, base of the spine, to your original 8 cells of creation. Given instructions to your body that it will remember this experience as needed, and that it now has the capacity to integrate on all levels possible this experience naturally and effortlessly in divine right timing. And the effects will show up naturally in your daily earth life, and in your meditations, and in your healing work, giving and or receiving healing work, and in your teachings. So there is a calibration switch in your Ajna center, so make sure it's on divine balance and harmony. And that through your Ajna center, give yourself the instructions that you, the body and your awareness will only see clairvoyantly and intuitively and through your knowing only that which can help another, no more, no less, and that which can help yourself, no more and no less than is needed. That way it will prevent overwhelm to the system. Gently now easing into deep sleep with the body, knowing that when you awaken, Your body and your mind will be refreshed, renewed, invigorated, clear, and in balance. And that when you awaken, the body will feel very rested. And your energy will be full of light for that day. That your body will be full of light for that day. And reminding the body to drink extra water during these times of ICC tune-ins. Now, coming back into the now moment, letting all of that go. Coming back, I am here, I am now, I am. Feeling rejuvenated. Feeling uplifted. Feeling very focused. Take a slow, deep breath. Gently stretch your arms and your legs, very gently. Easing into the energy, allowing your muscles to ease into this new vibration. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust to the new vibration, remembering to drink water, and make sure you're fully grounded before driving in your car today, tonight, tomorrow. Remember to listen to this often. There are many levels to this meditation. Each listening will provide another level of awareness and understanding and integration. And each listening is cumulative, so each builds upon all the previous. It builds an energy and power and dynamics. Thank you for your attendance tonight. Many blessings to Vanessa, Michael, and all of you that are members. Of this evolving membership program. Your suggestions are always appreciated. So until next month, many blessings.